Australian Judge Geoffrey Mouquet excoriated the government in general and Justice Minister David Odiong in particular for actions that he said amounted to a shameful affront to the rule of law. He concluded that the government had already determined the defendant's guilt and would do anything it could to convict them. A fair trial was not possible, Justice Mouquet ruled, and he granted a permanent stay, the equivalent of dismissing all charges. The government says it will appeal. The case stems from a protest 3 years ago after the government suspended three members of parliament for giving interviews critical of the government to foreign media outlets. A crowd that gathered outside the parliament building spilled onto the runway of the airport next door. A flight had to be canceled and some windows were broken by rocks. The 19 arrested included members of parliament, a former foreign minister, and a former president, in effect, much of Nauru's political opposition. Because there are so few jurists among Nauru's tiny population, judges are often brought in from the outside, and Geoffrey Mouquet, the retired Chief Justice of South Australia, was hired specifically to hear this case. After he ordered the government to pay some of the defendant's legal expenses this summer, Justice Minister Odiong vowed to extract the funds from the defendants after their convictions, used a racial slur to attack their lawyers, and he threatened the judge. Maybe, he said, we have to deal with Justice Mouquet. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.